Hey everyone, and welcome to Inside the Caravan. I'm Andrew Heehim, and this episode is about Hesitation at the Gate by Adam Bumenau. Get your best pointy robes, dusty tomes and scrolls and squiggly diagrams, and get up for some grand magic shenanigans. As a quick reminder, this podcast isn't a long deep dive, unless the game rules are about as long as the roughly 1,500 to 2,000 words that I write for this, but more like I grab the thing off a shelf, flick through it for a few pages, form some opinions. Yes, it's another cishet white middle-class man reading a thing, forming opinions, and putting them all over the internet. What is Hesitation at the Gate? This game is a good bit longer than some of the recent games, coming in at about 64 pages, rather than a number of the more super rules-light games in earlier episodes. And that means some of it is just going to get kind of skipped over a bit. Stuff like equipment pages and spell lists and stuff. In Hesitation at the Gate, you are some kind of wizardy type that's trying to do, like, a thing. And you get to pick the a thing. Everyone has a thing. And some sins and virtues, and then all of these bits and pieces, you're going off and wizarding away to get the a thing done. How does it play? First, you figure out who your wizardy type is based on a name, a description, their soul, their sins, their virtues, and then smashing a few things with a point by system to put a bunch of bits and pieces in. You record all of that on a spreadsheet and you grab a tarot deck, split it into minor and major arcana, and then people get a hand of cards that they're going to use for the day. Now, this game is a game which has a separate GM and somewhat sets them up as an opponent, sort of. What is the play loop? Your characters bounce around enacting their grand schemes, trying to reach their goals until they hit something where the outcome could be meaningful and uncertain. At that point, you play tricks based on who is involved and what they're trying to do and how complicated it'll all be. Both success and failure in the game give you XP, which you can go around spending on improving your character. You get a small goal, then you work way up to bigger goals, and maybe you get your life, big life goal, our thing, all completed. So, what do I like about this game? This game has some openness. It's willing to dip into some pretty gonzo stuff, and I am very much all for gonzo gaming. That's kind of how I roll. The trick-taking mechanic is kind of cool. It's a nice shift from, you know, lots of various bits of dice stuff and, you know, draw off the top of the deck stuff. I basically did a similar idea in another game that I wrote. And, you know, the art in some of this has some of that, you know, old etching vibe and a good dose of the, you know, all the little repetitive strain injury dots stippling from using hardcore shading. So if you remember those books from way back when that were released for the Dragon game and similar, then the art style is going to be fairly familiar in that sense. There's a moderate amount of crunch in here. It's not a terrible thing. It might be too much for some people who want, you know, like really kind of smooth, low crunch game. There's a demo module in the back, which helps. So, you know, you don't have to kind of figure out what the heck you're doing. If you're the person trying to run the game, you can just kind of get in and get it done, which is helpful. Plenty of times, you know, people grab a game and there's kind of nothing to back it up with. Things that I don't love about this one. I didn't like the PDF layout very much. It's in portrait and it's for a relatively large page. And because of that, it's only kind of in single page view. Trying to make it go kind of double page was getting all sorts of odd stuff happening. You know, so the PDF could be laid out just a little bit better. You probably want to take this down to your local print shop and just get it smashed out of their print machine just to make it a little easier to read. And there's a bunch of aside moments that felt like they could have been handled a bit better for the reader. It just kind of got a bit hard to read as a book. But then, you know, I've used free programs like Scribus, and that
you know, that's hard. So I understand if, like, layout program stuff is a headache for the people, but, you know, it's something that you notice, and it makes the game a bit harder to interact with. And while thematic, the way that this one's written out can be a bit, yeah, a bit like adding to the levels of making the game hard to read. Heavily thematic game text can be really cool. You know, the White Wolf have made, you know, a career out of a whole, you know, game segment based out of highly thematic text with unreliable narrators and all that sort of stuff. So you can do it. Certainly can. This one was just a bit of a struggle to read. So, wrapping things up. Do I like this game? Not really. This is the first of these things which has had like a negative review. But trying to get a handle on how this game worked and all that sort of stuff was a struggle. Between the layout and the writing, yeah, there are just kind of too many barriers to get a good handle on this. I'm sure someone could probably teach me this game in person, right? Like, sit down at a convention, have someone else show me how it works. It's fine. I could probably pick it up quickly, but just cold out of the book? No, this one's going to kind of bug me. I'm not going to be sure if I'm doing it right and all that sort of stuff. Do I think you should get it? Yeah, probably not, to be honest. It was just a slog to get through. Maybe you won't have that experience. Like, you know, there's some playthrough stuff on the itch page. Not a huge amount of previews to give you an idea, but there's some stuff there. Maybe if you get in contact with the creator, they can give you a run through and you can decide if you want to buy it and play it and run it with other people. So where can you get it? You can get a copy at https://radmad.itch.io. It's going to be a $25 purchase, and I'm not going to knock any creator for putting their work at a price that supports them and others involved, and I have no problem seeing a PDF priced at that sort of price point. This is just because I don't quite feel it. I could go, yes, hand over your money. But, you know, get in touch with the creator. See if you can get more of a handle on whether this game's for you before you hand over the cash. And that's it. That's the episode. Adam Blumenauer can be found as RadMad on itch.io and at Adam, A-D-A-M, Blumenauer, B-L-U-M-E-N-A-U on Twitter. And there's a couple of other things that Adam's worked on there too. The next one is going to be on A Complicated Profession by Jason Price, where you work as, where you and your bounty hunter friends try going on a nice regular job for a while, running high-risk space cruises for quadrillionaires like Melon Husk in the 29th century. If you want to find my own games, you can find them at halflingcaravangames.itch.io, where you could get Betamax cartridge, like Betamax Death or Betamax Theft, quick starts I've made for those games, and some of my far more janky and less refined stuff, Assault Heaven, Overthrow God, Hands of Fate. And if you pay attention in your friendly local game store in North America, and maybe in the UK, in early 2022, you might find hard copies of some stuff of mine. So keep your eyes out, because there is hard copy stuff getting distributed to North America and Europe soon. So have fun, and, you know, all that subscribe and pass links to this stuff to your friends, people. The algorithm needs its blood tides.